I've interviewed many successful people over the years, and one thing I find fascinating is many of them don't consider themselves business savvy. Take the owners of Tight Knit Brewing. They turn to Chase for Business for everything from banking and payment acceptance to credit cards, and do all of it in one place with the Chase mobile app. And that's helped these brew-loving friends turn a passion into a business. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Pushkin. A strange thing happened to me in the library a while back. I needed to pick up a few books. This was before the quarantine. A question was nagging me. It had been nagging me for a long time. Who killed truth? This truth problem, it isn't just bad. It's deadly. It's also way older than it might seem. This mystery, it's historical. I'm Jill Lepore, and I'm a historian at Harvard and a staff writer at The New Yorker. I spend a lot of time trying to solve mysteries like this one. So anyway, I was at the library. At first, everything seemed normal. Ho-hum. I swiped my card, took the elevator down to the basement, and started pulling volumes off the shelves. And then I saw it. Something I'd never seen before down here. At the end of the row, half hidden in the shadows, a dark green door. There was a sign on the door, a tarnished brass plate. I could only barely make out the words. It read, "The Last Archive."
I've listened to everybody on TV and radio. I've tried, but I'm still confused.
Hello?
Who's right? What's right? What should I believe?
Hello? Who are you? No one's there. Just a voice from the past. Voices.
The Women's Liberation Group of New York City. And we discovered that by just talking about our own experience...
The entire world heralded the discovery which assured an end to one of mankind's most dread diseases.
And here, geez, long before coronavirus, a congressional debate about the government's role in developing a vaccine.
Is there any other term for it than socialized medicine?
Old horror movies? They're in here too?
You're crazy to know who I am, aren't you?
Punch cards from the forgotten history of the National Data Center.
The network, and it is referred to as the network, is now in operation.
And records upon records of bird songs.
Considered America's foremost songbird is the hermit thrush.
All these voices from the past, sounds nobody has heard for decades. Maybe somewhere in this vast last archive, this corridor of the mind, I could find what I'm looking for. An answer to that question. Who killed truth? So I decided to start a podcast. It's called The Last Archive. I'll tell 10 stories from the last 100 years, a history of America, and of our arguments about truth and evidence. If you want to hear what I found, meet me back here. I'll leave the door unlocked. The Last Archive, coming soon, brought to you by Pushkin Industries.